I'm Krista Wessel. This is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Over the last few weeks, we've been meeting the young musicians who've won a spot on this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert. And we will continue that series today by checking in with 18-year-old high school senior Fumika Mizuno. Maybe that name sounds familiar to you. Fumika was featured a couple of years ago on this program, and she's also won a number of local competitions. She's soloed with several orchestras. She's the concertmaster of the Portland Youth Philharmonic. And this marks her second time playing in this Metro Arts concert. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I want to hearken back to the first time, 3 years ago, that Fumika was featured here on deck. I think when I first talked to you, you were a freshman.
I was. Right? Mm-hmm. I went back and listened to it, and I was pretty shocked by how young I sounded.
Your voice sounds more mature. Uh-huh. But one thing I loved about that chat, too, mm-hmm. was you were even as a freshman, we were 15 years old, I think, when
I think
we first
so.
Talked.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you're a completely different person having listened to that?
I think I'm the same person, but maybe my thought processes are a little bit different, and the way I see music in my life is a little bit different, too.
Well, that's interesting to me because I listened back to that episode, uh-huh. too, and you weren't sure at that point mm-hmm. whether you would pursue music as a career. Now you're a senior. I bet you have a better idea.
Yeah, I know for sure that I won't be pursuing music as a career, but I'll definitely be playing in college, and I'm going to try to join orchestras and chamber ensembles and take lessons in college as well. Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of people who have followed you over the years would find that somehow disappointing.
Oh.
Because you've won a ton of competitions.
Right.
You've soloed with Beaverton Symphony and Vancouver Symphony. And this is your second time in the Metro Arts mm-hmm. competition. You show an exceptional level of talent. You're also the concertmaster and have been for years of Portland Youth Philharmonic. With all that success, was it a difficult choice to say, no, I'm not going to pursue it professionally?
I think I always knew that I wasn't going to be a professional musician. I think it's just difficult for me to imagine just playing violin for the rest of my life, even though it is such an important part of my life. I think just playing music would leave me a little incomplete.
Hmm. So what else is pulling at your heart? What do you want to do? Do you have any idea?
Oh my gosh. Whenever someone asks me that question,
I know, I'm sorry.
I never know what to say. I think my dream job would be just to be a student forever because I love going from class to class and learning how all different things work. So I think it's really hard for me to imagine going into one single academic field for the rest of my life. That thought really scares me. So I'm not really sure what I'll be doing in the future, but hopefully it's something that combines a lot of different things together.
I like what you said about maybe an ideal adult life being mm-hmm. a perpetual student.
Yeah.
What kind of things are you interested uh-huh. in? What?
I'm interested in all sorts of things, but primarily social sciences. I'm really interested in learning about people and how they think in society and economics and things like that. So I'll probably be going down that path in college. But I come from a family of scientists, so I have that interest in science as well.
So you said like economics and how people behave and mm-hmm. stuff. Can you be more specific about what kind of lit that fire underneath you?
I'm interested in international development in terms of economics and sociology and political science. But I'm not sure how that's going to lead to a career. And thinking about jobs and adulthood scares me, so I try not to think about it.
Put it off as long as possible, I recommend.
mm-hmm. And I have friends who are in college right now who need to determine what their majors are, and they're going through the same struggle, so I'm trying to keep that out of my vision for as long as possible. I'm Fumika Mizuno, and I'm 18 years old.
I want to go back to this idea of you having such success with the violin, but choosing not to pursue it as a career. I'm assuming that you're going to continue playing because you love music so much.
Yeah. While I was writing my college applications, I really wanted to write about how much I love music, even though that's very cliche. But I found myself really struggling to articulate it because I think it's something that I just feel. And I think all musicians will know what this feeling is. And I think one of my favorite things is collaborating with other musicians. I think I like working with other musicians more than performing solo. And I think it's the friendships that are born through music and the experience of being in a collective and creating music. That makes me feel something.
Are your best friends musicians?
Absolutely, yeah. The friends that I've made through the summer programs and friends that I've made through PYP, I still talk to them, and I think I can connect to them in a way that sometimes is more difficult with my school friends. So it just creates a bond between people.
That is 18-year-old high school senior Fumika Mizuno. In the background, we are hearing a recording of her playing the Sibelius Violin Concerto 2 years ago on the Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert. She has once again won a spot on that concert, and she'll be taking the stage May 9th to perform alongside 8 other young artists with a professional orchestra and Metro Arts founder and conductor Neil DuPont. That concert takes place in Lincoln Hall at Portland State University. We'll chat with Fumika in just a minute or two about her last experience 2 years ago on that Metro Arts stage. But first, you are listening to On Deck with Young Musicians, supported in part by YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, offering a residential summer arts program at Salem's Willamette University. They teach leadership skills with programs in music, theater, visual art, dance, and creative writing. And there's more information at the Young Musicians and Artists website, YMAINC.org. Now, in addition to winning several local concerto competitions over the years, Fumika Mizuno has also played for the last 2 summers with the National Youth Orchestra in Washington, D.C. And when I asked if she was planning on returning to this prestigious program this summer, she actually said no, but it's for a good reason.
I'm actually planning on traveling by myself back to Japan, where my relatives are.
Oh, yeah. Wow. To visit family?
Yes, to visit family. And I also want to explore the culture in Japan more because I feel like I'm a little out of touch. And I haven't been back in Japan for about 6 years. So,
wow. Yeah. So you're going by yourself?
Yes, yes.
That's interesting.
I'm really excited.
Are your parents first generation immigrants
yes,
then?
Yes, yes. Okay. And I am a first generation immigrant as well.
Oh, wow.
I was born in Japan.
Were you really? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. Interesting. And so going back to discover more about your heritage and your roots, I mean, what will that trip look like? Do you have any idea?
There will definitely be a lot of eating involved, but I also want to attend maybe like a kabuki show or like something like that and visit a lot of temples and shrines as well.
How did that idea come about?
So for the past couple of summers, I've been doing music programs, but my other siblings have gone back to Japan to visit relatives. And I thought this is a good chance to go back and reconnect with my grandparents and relatives who I haven't seen in a really long time.
So you speak Japanese too, I imagine.
Yeah, yes.
Wow. Speaking of Metro Arts,
yes.
Your first experience mm-hmm. was 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and you played...
I played Sibelius.
The opening movement of Sibelius mm-hmm. Concerto. I'm kind of curious about your impressions of that whole experience, from the coachings through standing on stage and mm-hmm. performing, how you felt like that performance went, all of it.
Mm-hmm. I think at first I didn't know what to expect. But after going through the coachings and working with Neil, I realized that the experience is about a lot more than just preparing a movement of a concerto. I was really struck by how Neil was able to talk about things beyond music. He has a lot to say about life and creativity, and I really appreciate the ideas that he's given me. So I feel like that experience really allowed me to grow, not just as a musician, but as a person as well.
Wow. Yeah. I want to know more about that.
Working with the other young artists was really fun. I think we all developed really close friendships. And this year as well, we're all really friendly with each other. And we have a group chat. And it's really fun hanging out with them whenever we get the chance.
And so you're in the midst of coachings right now. And
yes.
And you're working on Ravel's Zagan this
year?
Yeah.
It's such a fun piece. Yeah, I love practicing it. And I think that's really important. I'm having so much fun when I'm practicing, so it makes practicing really exciting.
Is there anything that you're experiencing in the series of the coachings this year that is different from a couple of years ago? Have you learned anything new so far this year?
I think this year, with Neil, I'm focusing less on technique and more about bringing the music to life and shaping it in the way that I want it to. For example, the beginning third of Zagan is a cadenza for solo violin, and that that has a lot of freedoms that the soloist can take. So we've been discussing what kind of musical choices that I can make to make that piece really my own.
Yeah, that piece is so different than our standard violin concerto.
Right. I mean,
a lot of violin concertos will start with the orchestra.
They'll
give us the theme, and you just stand there for a while until you play. But not with Zagan.
Yeah.
I mean, you're up front and da-da.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah, I think it has so much character, and I love getting into the character of the piece. And from start to finish, it's such a fun piece, and I'm really excited to perform it.
Nice. Now, you've been a soloist all around town with a variety of different orchestras. Have you even soloed with PYP? I imagine you have.
I soloed with the Conservatory Orchestra last year.
Gotcha. And so I'm tempted to call you a pro at this since you've done it so many. Do you still like get that kind of ball of nerves?
Absolutely. I think, every time. even if it's not maybe directly before a performance, just thinking about it gets me a little bit nervous. And the moment right before going on stage is always sweaty palms and a little bit of nerves.
Do you have a routine to get that out of you?
I don't even know if it's true, but I remember I attended a public speaking workshop once, and the lady who was running it told me that the feeling of being nervous only lasts 90 seconds at max. So I always tell myself that, and I'm like, you're only going to feel like this for 90 seconds, and then it'll pass, but usually it never works. It lasts longer than that.
That's 18-year-old high school senior Fumika Mizuno. And we're listening to her play Sarasate's Navara with her colleague in the Portland Youth Philharmonic, Han Jung. Fumika will be a featured soloist at the Camerata PYP concert on Sunday, April 23rd. She'll be performing Tomas Svoboda's Six Variations for Violin and String Orchestra. And then you can hear Fumika perform Ravel's Zagan on May 9th at Lincoln Hall at PSU. She is one of the 9 soloists in this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert. This girl is amazing. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. And a reminder, every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website, including the interview I did with Fumika 3 years ago when she was a high school freshman. So to hear that episode or this one again, you can head to allclassical.org, then click Programs and On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org. Thank you for joining me today. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.